Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Jesse Rogers, Benny, from ESPN, our pal, says that, he says, we'll start to see some signings become official today. White Sox should be announcing Kendall Graveman this morning, for example.
He was the controversial trade deadline pickup, or at least trade,
yes,
by the Mariners, right, last year, when they were so upset that they got rid of him at the trade deadline,
right,
even though
there
they were in contention.
There was reports of, like, the players walking into the clubhouse that day and, like,
pissed
visibly
off.
Upset.
Well, they interviewed one guy, and he's like, this is ridiculous. You know, you trade him to a division rival, so he was with the Astros.
Yet they had an amazing September, despite that clubhouse trade deadline strife. So it's possible to not necessarily be thrilled with your team's moves at the trade deadline and not completely collapse the last 2 months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you say so. I saw the exact opposite here. In San Diego, Ben, but holy cow. So things still moving this morning. That Javi Baez to the Tigers deal looks like it's done. You think we're going to do anything?
I would never say never with A.J. Preller on the job. If anyone can sneak in a deal at the last second, certainly seems like it's A.J.
I don't know
who it would be. There's no rumors out there right now. But, you know, they happen really quickly. You hear a rumor, and then 20 minutes later, it's official nowadays.
It's really moving quickly. It feels like the NBA.
But
right now,
there may be some value in kind of waiting. And now, you know, once the lockout starts, you'll know exactly who's on the board.
Yeah.
You'll probably have an idea of who's going to be desperate to sign, you know, whenever it's over. And you can really plan out a strategy to come out, you know, quickly out of a lockout and, you know, target who you really need to target.
Well, it's funny because yesterday, right around this time, we were talking about some of the guys that were still on the board, and the reports that I heard was that Corey Seager was one of the guys that was really itching to get a deal done, right? Like, really, really wanted to get this thing done before. And you wake up this morning, Corey Seager is a Texas Ranger. It is a weird fit. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I guess I get it for Texas. They got this new ballpark. They want to get back to relevancy. Chris Woodward's probably like, what? What are we doing? Who did we get? I thought we were rebuilding. Like, it's just nuts what they've committed in the last couple of days. But, I mean, good for them. Good for Ranger fans. I had buddies that never, you know, don't care at all about the Rangers because they've been terrible. Texting me yesterday, all right, now I'm interested. You get a guy like Corey Seager and a guy like Marcus Semien. Shoot, man. John Gray, I mean, they're making moves.
It was 21 years ago this month that the Rangers gave a record $252 million to a shortstop over 10 years when they signed Alex Rodriguez.
I'll never forget that, man. I will never forget that. It was it blew my mind. It was one of the, those deals where you saw and you went, this is out of control.
And then he signed like two more contracts.
Yeah, just like, after that, just bananas.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for our getaway to Vegas, golf, spa treatments, the whole package. I've been toying with the idea of not explaining what the categories are to the contestants. They have to choose the category, then they find out. You don't even know what the category is. They
Correct.
Will, but I feel like there's a little more drama if I just give them the three category names, my little,
okay.
You know, like sometimes they're a little punny, and you have to decide on the category, then you find out what it is. That makes it harder, though, so I didn't know what you thought about that.
You do whatever you...
You do you.
You do you.
All right, we're gonna test that change here as we head into the final month of the year. But if you want to play our game, five questions of musical trivia, 833-288-0973. Get on the line right now. We're going to play here in just a couple of minutes. You were all in on the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. I was worried about that pick.
Well, I talked to our pal Eric Adelson, you know, our senior NFL writer.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, who do you like tonight? Just for giggles. He goes, oh, man, Seahawks. They can throw it deep. And, you know, the Redskins will give up. I said, oh, okay, I like your analysis. I'll put a little wager. By a little wager, I mean a big wager on the Seattle Seahawks last night. It was a pick 'em game, right? You got to think that they're going to get out of it at some point. Their $40 million a year quarterback, Russell Wilson. I told Paulie this morning, I go, I don't know what it is. I go, he's like one of the nicest guys in football, seemingly. I hate him. I don't know why.
It was his 33rd birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I looked at him. I look at him and I go, rooting for you would be very frustrating for me. Does that make sense at all? I know I shouldn't feel that way. He's like a really good human
being.
He's
had some really great seasons.
He has.
This is not one of them. And he looked, again, he missed some throws yesterday.
God. DK Metcalf is going to, like, murder him.
Yeah, no competent NFL quarterback should miss those throws. Now, is he still affected? I know he's not blaming the injury, the surgery. Is he still affected by that, though?
Bro, you can't put out a five-minute hype video about your finger surgery if you're going to come back and play that way. You just can't do it. He bothers me. I don't know why. I wish
he's a dork.
Is that what
I think
it
he's
is?
He's a dork. Yeah.
He needs like.
I'm a dork
person.
Though. I like dorks.
Yeah,
I'm
a dork.
But
you're a sweet dork.
He's kind
but
of a
you're edgy.
Dork
you're more edgy than people give you credit for. If y'all heard him when the mics are off, he doesn't curse, but he's
gets a little saucy.
He gets a little saucy. He's got a little Lenny Bruce in him for sure. I don't know, Paulie. Like last night when he throws the pick on the 2-point conversion, I mean, he turns around. He's like, dang it. I'm like, Ben, right? I'm like, ugh. I just doesn't have enough. Like,
now, you can't be too mad. Odds makers got it right. They had it as a pick 'em.
Yeah.
It came down to a 2-point conversion in the final seconds, and the Seahawks didn't get it done. And now at 5-6, Washington is tied for that final NFC playoff spot in. You know, playoff free-for-all. Now, we were just talking about baseball's expanded playoffs. The NFL's only added one team, a seventh team from six. And all of a sudden, 30 maybe of the 32 or maybe 28 of the 32 teams
yep.
are still alive here
yeah.
with 1 month left in the season. Wouldn't that be good for baseball?
I think that's good,
to have
man.
That, you know, the same thing happen. Less teams will be able to fold at the trade deadline because, we may be five games under 500, but we're very much in playoff contention, and anyone, once you get there, has a chance to make a run in October.
I love the playoffs so much. It's just my favorite thing, and I can't get enough of it. So, yeah, give me more. Give me more of the good stuff every single year. And I know people will complain, blah, 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 but, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be better for baseball if they expand it.
All right, we got Craig Calcaterra joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on a potential playoff expansion as well. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Let's get to it. Time for today's game of Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Take on Woods.
All right, let's go with David today. David, good morning. You ready to take on Woods in some musical trivia?
Here I am.
All right. Now, apologies for making it a little harder for you, but we're testing this out. So I'll give you the three categories. I'm not going to tell you what they're about, though. You might have heard in previous days what a couple of them are, or you might be good at guessing based on, you know, how my mind works. But you'll get Five questions, 60 seconds. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing, Getaway to Las Vegas at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. Spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two. So here are the three categories to choose from, David. They are Rain Man, The Four Seasons, and Hail to the Chief. Rain Man, The Four Seasons, or Hail to the Chief. Which of those three categories do you want to play, and then I'll explain it to you, David.
Let's go with The Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons. All right. The category is now locked in. So here's what you're playing with today, David. Not the Frankie Valli Band. All of today's answers are artists with one of the four seasons somewhere in their name. You know, like the four seasons of the year. We will start with a two-second song. Paulie will play a two-second clip of a well-known hit by an artist that has the name of a season in their name. And if you can give me the title and the artist, you'll score a point. We'll go on and play the rest of the questions. If you want to pass at any time, I know you know how the game works. You can do so, and we'll get to those questions again if there's time remaining on the clock. David, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck, David. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
All right, LaDonna Gaines took on which stage name as the queen of disco, recording hits including Hot Stuff?
Donna Summer.
Correct. Which multi-instrument playing musician from the 1970s is famous for songs including Frankenstein and Free Ride?
Edgar Winter.
Correct. You may or may not remember this band for centuries, but it was a top hit for them in 2014.
Four Seasons?
Incorrect. The official website for which Australian pop rock boy band is 5SOS.com.
Pass.
All right, let's go back to our two-second song.
I'm going to hit my tongue.
Quickly.
All right, you did get two correct. You got Donna Summer is Hot Stuff, LaDonna Gaines, and you got Edgar Winter, Frankenstein and Free Ride. That two-second song was Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield, the original version, not the Urge Overkill cover from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Fallout Boy is Centuries, Fall, that's one of the seasons, and then 5SOS.com, that's 5 Seconds of Summer. Paulie probably knew that one because he's a millennial, so...
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one either?
I've heard of that band.
Yeah, I don't think Woodsy's going to get that one, though. And he may have trouble with a couple of these other ones, so he won't even know the category. So hang on there, David. We'll see how your score holds up against Woods' score as he gets the same 5 questions, same 60 seconds on the clock. Cold tough one here today. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Well, Son of a Preacher Man.
You want to come back to the artist?
Yes.
All right. LaDonna Gaines took on which stage name as the queen of disco?
Donna Summer.
Correct. Which multi-instrument playing musician from the 1970s is famous for songs including Frankenstein and Free Ride?
Edgar Winter.
Correct. You may or may not remember this band for centuries, but it was a top hit for them in 2014.
Pass.
The official website for which Australian pop rock boy band is 5SOS.com.
Pass.
Go back to the two-second song.
God, who sings this song? Go pass.
You may or may not remember this band for centuries, but it was a top hit for them in 2014.
Snow Patrol?
Incorrect. The official website for which Australian pop rock boy band is 5SOS.com.
5SOS. Who sings freaking Son of a Preacher Man?
Hurry.
All right, so the category was the Four Seasons. You got Donna Summer,
okay,
and Edgar Winter. You did not get Centuries by Fallout Boy.
Okay.
And you didn't get Century. 5 Seconds of Summer is 5SOS.com. A tough one. The Son of a Preacher Man is the original by Dusty Springfield. And that means by a 2-2 score, David, you actually get your name in there at the end of the month here for our drawing for Las Vegas. So, tough category and a tie score today. The Urge Overkill version got very popular because it was on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Yes.
By Son of a Preacher Man, wasn't it?
No, it was Girl, You'll Be a Woman. So.
Oh, that's right. That was that one. You're right. Not Son of a Preacher. Son of a Preacher Man was on that soundtrack, though. But
I think so.
It was the Dusty Springfield version then.
Yeah, it's the original.
The original. All right.
Whoo, mama. This is...
down in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
This is big news.
What do we got?
AD for Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, says he had not talked to... Brian Kelly had not talked to him about anything.
Just blindsided.
Blindsided. Said he didn't give us a chance to match, didn't tell us he was looking, did not do anything of the sort. Oh, my God.
He just really wanted to go to Baton Rouge.
Oh, my
God. He was tired of South Bend, Indiana.
He did not discuss with me the conversations he had with other universities. We are always talking about the program's needs. There was nothing identified at any time that was something we could not meet. He said he did not come to me with an opportunity to match the offer. Okay. All right. Well, see you later. Whew. Man, it's heavy.
All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next. USC may have a new coach, but they were also having to apologize for their crowd from over the weekend.
It's small but mighty crowd.
Yes, absolutely. not that mighty, apparently.
All right, we'll
do that next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Odyssey's exclusive music stations have something for everyone. Just search Festival of Lights on the Odyssey app to listen now. Craig Calcaterra going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk baseball, impending lockout, massive free agent movement in the last couple of days. Right now, though, three stories that make you shake your head. And I know, Woodsy, that I am the last person who should be calling out flubs.
Yes.
I really, but this one, to me, just, I don't understand how this happens. Monday Night Football, last night, you've already called an entire three-hour game. I mean, you are literally, the clock is ticking down. You've done it now for months. You've gotten used to it. And yet, somehow, Steve Levy dropped this on ESPN last night.
And the Redskins have put together a three-game winning streak coming out of their bye.
Oh, all right, this is the second season that they've not, they've been Washington Football Team. And they've dropped their old nickname. I get it. We can all, a slip of the tongue, they still call them the San Diego Chargers at least.
Every week.
At least 10 times a year, and this is 5 years since they've been
every
in San Diego.
Single, I think there was a touchdown San Diego this weekend.
I understand how it happens, but usually it's that one offhand mention. It's the analyst who's sitting there and all of a sudden drops a Los Angeles. Yeah. But after you've spent 3 hours calling them Washington Football Team, it's weird that right at the very end of the game is where that flub snuck its way in there on Monday Night Football by Steve Levy. And obviously, considering it's a racially insensitive, they had to get rid of it for specific reasons, you really do want to try to avoid that one on the national affiliated ESPN broadcast, Steve.
Yeah, far be it for anybody in this room, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Glass
it's the
houses
pot
over here. Yeah,
calling
pot,
the kettle.
Kettle black.
Black.
Avoiding trackers.
Right. Imagine not being able to say the word trackers.
Visit SDCCU.com.
And if Steve Levy wants to give me a don't do this on his show later today, I'm fine with that, Steve. No problem.
Oh, this is, I got to say, this shocked me yesterday. Although I don't know why it shocked me, because nothing is shocking anymore. The suspension for Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna finally came down. You guys may remember we did this story in Don't Do This a while back. There was some video of him assaulting his wife. The police came into the room and watched him assault his wife. He had a cast on at the time and was reported to be clubbing her with this casted arm of his, strangling her. They saw it. It's there. Well, he got his punishment yesterday from Rob Manfred, and I was shocked. Retroactive. Time served, basically. 20-game suspension. Time served.
Because he had already served a suspension, essentially, by being on the inactive list?
Correct. He was placed on administrative leave on September 10th and at the end of the regular season. So he did violate the policy, and the discipline is appropriate, is what Rob Manfred said. So, yeah, it happened back in May. Cops said they saw the outfielder assault his wife. Charges initially included felony aggravated assault by strangulation. The felony charge was dropped, which, by the way, that happens all the time in these domestic cases. But I really was shocked. I thought that they would get him for a good portion of next year. No, free and clear. Free and clear to go. Now, whether he remains, you know, back on the Braves or whatever, he's got 200 hours community service, refrain from illegal drugs and avoiding contact with his wife. He's got an intervention program, anger management. If he completes all that, you know, I'm assuming the Braves will let him back in the fold.
So any one of us could be on suspension right now with just retroactive time served.
Retroactive time served. It's crazy. No, I'm on the straight.
You're not currently suspended and serving time served already.
When I got suspended, they sent me home for a week.
They didn't say, "All right, we're going to count the time you missed last month as your suspension. You can come back on Monday."
Correct.
They actually made you sit out for an entire week.
No pay, by the way.
Unpaid suspension.
That was fun.
Did you try to fight that at all?
No.
No, you just accepted it. You didn't appeal to the commissioner.
Nope.
Get that the suspension reduced. Suspension reduced?
I did not.
I don't think that was
B.R. Anderson said, "I just called them the Redskins 10 minutes ago." I did.
Did you?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I didn't hear it. We didn't catch it.
Washington Football Team.
WFTs.
Yeah, I probably did say Redskins. Yeah, sorry.
All right, different kind of F for our last story. USC, after all the hype yesterday with Lincoln Riley's arrival, also apologizing for a distasteful and offensive chant by their student section during their game against BYU over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw this.
So the offensive chant from our student section directed toward BYU during the football game last night does not align with our Trojan values,
doesn't it?
The school said in a statement. Basically, what they said was F the Mormons. They chanted it during the game. Now, Paulie, the show has been pretty hard on BYU over the years. Especially when they came to VAHS Arena.
The Mormons, Ben.
No, but I
are
mean,
you suggesting that my beloved show at SDSU would say
I believe
such
they've been asked to apologize on a couple of occasions.
The show, definitely not me, they got creative in their trolling of
with the ties and the bicycle. That's
not
creative. No.
At all.
The show gets points for creativity, at least.
You guys remember Facebook pokes?
Yeah, pokes.
2011, 2010. The show found Jimmer Fredette's girlfriend's Facebook page that was fairly private. And they spread it to everybody and said, go poke Jimmer's girlfriend. They actually sold t-shirts and handed them out at the games that said, I poked Jimmer's girlfriend. But that's
pretty good.
That's a little bit of effort put into it.
Yeah, that's
it
a
is.
Lot of effort.
This was no
that
effort.
It wasn't just F the Mormons.
It wasn't F Jimmer Fredette, right? Or F his girlfriend. It was, yeah.
Here's where it really backfired, though, on the USC student section.
Videos of Jimmer Fredette rapping when he was like a chubby 13-year-old.
Oh, that's gold. Gold. Can you find that? Actually, I'd need to see that if you haven't.
What USC students failed to realize or perhaps just ignored is that their own quarterback, Jackson Dart, is a member of the LDS Church.
Well done.
Good job, USC fans.
Well
on
done,
one.
Guys.
Congratulations. Here's Lincoln Riley as a reward.
Yeah, as your punishment. Here's like one of the best football
coaches. It's a suspended sentence.
Yeah, time served, guys. Unbelievable.
And that is Don't Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I think it was the show. Didn't they get in trouble? Was it for the bicycle?
I think those
they dressed up as
banned.
Missionaries, and those got
white,
mixed.
White shirt, black tie, and
the short sleeve button down white shirt with the ties and the bicycle helmets. Those got banned, I believe. SDSU games.
Pretty genius.
A lot better than a chant from a USC student section.
Did I tell you guys about the time in college when I was really, really, really high on marijuana cigarettes and two LDS people came to my door and knocked and I said, come in. And I thought it was like buddies. I was playing PlayStation. So my back was like, come in. And they came and sat on my bed and sermonized me as I was high as a kite. And I felt bad.
Is it possible that you are now actually Mormon after that?
More so than anybody else in this room. They were there like an hour and I was high. So I sat there and just listened and
converted.
Yeah. And I didn't sign anything.
You didn't, okay.
No.
You didn't take the pledge.
It was one of the most surreal, like out of a movie experiences that ever.
I can picture that scene
in
a movie.
And they're like, hey, it was two girls. And I was
Seth
like,
Rogen movie. It screams Seth Rogen movie
and
right
I
there.
And I sat there and I wore it for like an hour. It was bad, but don't do drugs, kids. This is not drugs. They're legal. That's legal.
I think Craig Calcaterra would have appreciated that story. He is going to join us next. He of the Cup of Coffee newsletter, talking baseball, free agency, lockout coming up, potential expansion of playoffs. Lots to discuss with Craig. We'll do that next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tower 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pfizer. Festivals, football, the great outdoors. Some people say fall is the best time of the year. It may also be a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. We've got one more pair of Padres tickets to give away to the opening series against the Giants 2020-2022. See, now there's a flub.
2020-2020-2020. I was looking at him like, is he going to stop?
Well, he's not going to stop. If the lockout lasts long enough, it will be 2020-2022.
I always hate in basketball and hockey. Hey, come see us during the 2020-2021 season.
18,000 years. Owners and players.
I've had to read copy like about the NBA. Like, can't wait for the 2020-2021 season.
Because who? Yeah, football, too. But mostly, more so in the
hockey
NBA.
Hockey and NBA.
Like, NBA, the Lakers win the championship coming up in June. Do you call them the 2022 champions?
No, you call them the 2021-2022 champions. It's so stupid.
Nah, I'm out.
Ben looking, he's looking, by the way, dead into my eye, going, 2020-2020-2020. I'm like, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
We should just make a rule that any professional sports season must begin and end in the same year. We just
January 1st, yes, start them all, end them all December 31st.
Yes. It's over.
So good.
All right, we'll talk some baseball. Speaking of that potential lockout with Craig Calcaterra going to join us. First, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, I see everyone calling in. As I was trying to say, we've got Padres tickets to give away to the 2022 opening series. We'll do that after we're joined right now by Craig Calcaterra on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline via Zoom this morning. Craig, how is the offseason treating you?
I was going to say good, but I've not had anybody say the year 2022 to me like that since I was administering a VoIP-Conf test to a replicant other job.
I don't even know what that is.
This is some severe stuff.
I believe that's a Blade Runner
reference.
You
don't know what
reference.
It is. Right, just there. Just do not ask him about his mother. That's all I got to tell you. All right. Real heads know.
So, Craig, I saw you were running a Cyber Monday special for the Cup of Coffee newsletter. Are you one of those sticklers now that it's Tuesday? You're not giving that offer anymore, or will you extend that to maybe our listeners who might want to sign up?
Oh, no, man. When you run a newsletter, like every single dollar you make, even if it's discounted, is pure profit because it doesn't cost me anything to like send it out to someone more. So I'm running this thing all week. This is an all-week sale, man.
Well, I love it.
The 20% off the newsletter through Friday.
Through Friday, there. We just extended the offer right there from Craig Calcaterra.
Well, listen, it's I get it in my inbox every single morning, the Cup of Coffee newsletter. And I got to tell you, Craig, this feels like the NBA right now. It's kind of weird for baseball to be so exciting this time of year. Now, of course, we as Padres fans, we're waiting. We're waiting for something, anything. At this point, but you cannot, I mean, you got to be surprised at the rash of moves that have gone down.
Like, baseball writers are old men like me, and we're slow and we go to bed. It's not our speed to handle free agency the way that the NBA and the NFL does. So
yeah.
This is all very disorienting, but it's exciting as hell. I love this. This is fantastic. I mean, granted, the only reason this is happening is because we're going to have a big lockout tomorrow at midnight, but this is how it always should be. There's a bunch of billionaire owners. They are swimming in cash. They have more cash than they even thought, because while the pandemic was horrible, it wasn't horrible financially for the sports industry nearly as much as people expected it to be. So there is all kinds of money to be thrown around. There is a lot of talent on this market, and everybody is scooping it up. This is the best thing going.
Craig, let's talk about the Dodgers. Obviously, we talked about it earlier, Padres rival. You lose two talented players. That's good news for the Padres, yet you know the Dodgers are still going to make some moves, and maybe those contracts looked a little bloated, even from the perspective of the Dodgers. What was your take on Corey Seager and Max Scherzer both leaving yesterday?
Well, you guys know how I roll, and I'm very, very loath to say, oh, that player got overpaid or anything, because my view is go get your cash. But within the context of just the game itself, I don't know how you give Corey Seager 10 years and that much. He's a great hitter, but he's not even a good shortstop anymore, even at his age. It's funny. They signed two shortstops in Texas, and the one who is the worst shortstop of the two of them, Seager, is going to be playing there, and they're going to put Semi at second base. But I don't think you go 10 years, 300 and some million for him. But yeah, losing his bat is huge. And then when you've lost, you know, Max Muncy for some amount of time because of his elbow, and you're probably going to lose Chris Taylor, although I think the Dodgers really need to hold on to him. And of course you lose Scherzer, and you're probably going to lose Kershaw. Or if you don't, you're going to have a diminished Kershaw. There are some serious problems in LA. I know they have just wads of cash. I know they can paper over these problems, but I think it was Dylan Hernandez of the LA Times said yesterday, this does not look like a playoff team right now. And granted, it's November 29th or 30th or whatever, but they're going to not be the same Dodgers team next year as they've been, and this is an opportunity for a Padres team that is, as you guys know, way better than it showed in the second half last year.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously our biggest move of the offseason is getting Bob Melvin and a guy to come in and stabilize what was by all accounts a pretty tumultuous clubhouse and a massive collapse by this team. And you know, I do think there is some potential. I kind of believe in addition by subtraction. I do. I kind of feel like sometimes you can cut something out and it makes you better. And I think that is a possibility for the Padres. Do you subscribe to that old adage of addition by subtraction?
I think there is a lot of truth to it. Obviously, having pitching is much better, but bring Tingler back and all the chaos and give me three good pitchers and I'll take their chances.
See what happens.
No, this is a good move. I mean, the one thing you could say about the A's is under Melvin, they never underachieved. They often overachieved. And I can't remember a time, I was thinking about it at the time of the Melvin hire. I can't remember a time when the A's had any sort of clubhouse drama, anything like that. The sort of thing we saw with the Padres late last year. He is he's a player's manager, but he will never be walked over by the players. And when you got really big superstars like Machado and like Tatis, you need a player's manager, someone who knows how to handle that. I think Melvin's the perfect hire for this team.
Talking to Craig Calcaterra here on Ben and Woods. Craig, obviously we know anything can get thrown out from owners in the media right now in terms of proposals. Yesterday we saw a report about expanded playoffs, 7 teams in each league, and the old choose your own playoff opponent scenario as part of the postseason. Get your thoughts, even if it does or doesn't come to fruition. You like that proposal? You don't like it? What's your opinion?
I'm generally cold on expanded playoffs, but that ship sailed so long ago. I mean, I'm a 1968 guy. Give me like the best NL team and the best AL team and figure out who wins the World Series. That's never going to happen anymore. I view the playoffs now as a tournament, and it's an interesting tournament. I don't think it determines who the best team is. So add more teams. I don't care. I might not be as interested in it going forward, but it's a cash cow. It's a cash grab. And if you've already got 10 teams, I don't think 14 makes a big difference. I will say that on a less serious note, the idea of teams picking their opponent is going to be great for people like you and like me who like to chatter about what's going on, because that's bulletin board material like crazy. Oh, we're going to pick the Padres in the first round. Oh, you disrespect us. That is just gold for the chattering classes. We need more of that. Overall, though, the only way this happens is if the owners give the players a huge concession, because expanded playoffs are probably the most lucrative thing involved in the CBA talks. And if the players are going to give it up and give the owners that much money, and the players don't get a lot from it, they don't get paid extra for the playoffs, they're going to need something big in return. So I think it happens, and I think it could very well be the key to labor peace.
You know, it's funny because we're really, what are we talking about? A 3-game wild card series, best of 3. We're talking about 2, maybe 1 extra game, you know, for players on playoff teams to be playing. It doesn't feel like that big a concession. Now, financially, of course, the revenue part of it, I totally get that. But in terms of, you know, if I'm being asked after a 162-game season and potentially facing a, you know, whatever it is, a maximum, you know, 17 games in playoff, 1 game added on to 179 as a concession doesn't feel that much if I'm a player.
Right. And it's not. It's not that they're giving up something that is a burden to them. It's that they have something in their hand, the permission for that, that is extraordinarily valuable to the other side. So even if it doesn't matter to the players to play one more game, even if they want to play one more game, they know that if they give that to the owners, it is a huge, huge boon to the owners. So they're just going to expect something else in return. So purely on a negotiation level, it's very, very valuable.
Well, you know, and you can't boil it down to, and I know it loses people, right? We're talking to our pal Craig Calcaterra here on Ben and Woods this morning. It does lose people when they hear labor lockout. They hear lockout. Man, millionaires, billionaires, you've heard, you know all the adages. We do. We pound them into the ground for sure. In your opinion, do you think the major sticking point going to be? And I know it's tough to say without being in those rooms, but based on your educated guesses, what do you think the major kind of hurdle is going to be for these guys to come to an agreement?
I think the biggest thing is going to be some combination of how arbitration and free agency works. The players, even though this week all the veterans are getting all the money possible in free agency, the biggest dynamic going on in the last few years has been teams are getting all the value out of players when they're very, very young and they're cost controlled. And now that guys get to free agency, they generally for the last several years haven't made a lot of money because all these 23-year-old guys are the ones who are really moving the needle competitively. The union wants younger players to get more money faster, to match up their compensation with their contribution. So the idea is, let's raise the minimum salaries, let's make arbitration happen after 2 years rather than three, or make it more valuable and that sort of thing. The owners want to push free agency out to age 29 for everybody. Some sort of negotiation in there about when guys can get their first big payday and what that looks like. That's the real nut here. It's not about revenue sharing. It's not about the luxury tax or any of that stuff. It's all about how early young guys can get paid, and they're going to probably come to some sort of new agreement on that. I don't think it'll be radical, but I think something like a big, big raise in the minimum salary and a change of the arbitration levels is what's going to get it done.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, before he was a baseball writer, Craig Calcaterra was a lawyer, not a baseball labor lawyer, but a lawyer. And you get a lot of lawyers involved when it comes to labor negotiations like this and CBA talk. So from a lawyerly perspective, Craig, and as a baseball fan, how should an intelligent baseball fan view this impending lockout? Should we get mad at the owners? Should we just view it as just a necessary business going forward and not something that we should really be outraged about? What's the right way to view what's going to happen this week in baseball?
At the moment, it's just Godfather rules, man. It's just business. It's nothing personal. I don't think anybody so far has taken a real immature or ridiculous stance. When you can get mad is when you start hearing things. If this drags on after Wednesday night, if it drags on for several weeks, and then you start hearing dumb proposals about, well, maybe we'll just use replacement players, or maybe we'll scrap everything and go back to the system we had in 1992 or something. I mean, when that starts happening, you could start to get your ire up. But this is a necessary thing for a game that has changed dramatically over the last 20, 30 years as far as financials go. At some point, if you and your wife came into a zillion dollars, you're going to have to interact with the rest of your family in a very different way. That's kind of what's happened in sports. Sports is like 10 to 15 to 20 times more lucrative now than it was when the current rules were sort of agreed on. And you just have growing pains when that happens, and you got to figure out how to carve it up.
So if the owners say, we'll give you the designated hitter, but we're bringing back the reserve clause, you know that we're in trouble.
Plug myself here, but the key to figuring all this out is not seeing what the headline is from, you know, like the Ken. I love Ken Rosenthal. I think he's a great reporter, but you know, guys who work for Fox or guys who work for ESPN or whatever, they are in business with the league. I mean, that's kind of what happens. It's part of the deal. They have rights holders, you know, with the league and broadcast things. You're going to hear a lot of sort of views of what's going on at the negotiating table that is colored by who pays who. Look for independent voices, look for writers, opinion people who understand the baseball labor process. You can find them on Twitter. There's a guy named, if you don't want to subscribe to me, there's a guy named Eugene Friedman who is on Twitter. He goes by that name. He is a labor lawyer who understands this stuff better than almost anybody else, tweets about it all the time.
I'm in.
Find voices like that can tell you what is really going on with the labor.
Yeah, it's a great point, Craig. The big news dropping reporters like Ken Rosenthal and Jeff Passan are important, but those independent voices like yourself, Joe Sheehan, other newsletter writers that don't, that aren't affiliated, they give you a really important perspective. It's really great stuff. We always appreciate you joining us as well. Wish you happy holidays this month, and hopefully it'll be a short lockout, and we'll be able to get started spring training on time.
Hoping for it.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Calcaterra on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Now, remember, if a lockout does happen at midnight tomorrow, like Craig said, there's no reason for baseball fans to be overly panicked or angry.
Don't cancel my season tickets.
But I would say if you are, you know, Tony Clark and you're the baseball labor union, PR-wise, you're going to want to hammer the owners a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, we're not stopping anything. This is the owners. This is an owner work stoppage. And you write your owner and say how unhappy you are right now, threaten to cancel your season tickets, because they're going to want it to look like the owners are the bad guys this week, because that'll put pressure on the owners to maybe make concessions and get a better deal. It's all a dance, a negotiation dance that's going on right now, that's being played out behind closed doors. It's being played out in the media publicly. Don't forget all these proposals that the owners are dropping. Ooh, we could do a salary floor, but maybe $180 million luxury tax. Well, that would probably be a pretty good deal for the owners if that, but that proposal is designed to make the owners look good and put pressure on the players to start making a deal. Everything has a reason right now. Every bit of news has some sort of strategic value at this point.
Interesting you say that, Ben, because the Padres.
Strategic value?
Strategic move here. Did you see the breaking news?
I did.
I like it.
I do too. The Padres hired Francisco Cervelli to replace Rod Barajas as the team's catching instructor.
Why do you like it, Paul? You like that move? You like that move? You said you liked it. What is it about Francisco Cervelli? That's what you like, the new voice. Okay. Yeah.
Cervelli, 35, retired from playing last year after 13 major league seasons, including two in Pittsburgh.
That ain't a cup of coffee.
That's with Joe Musgrove.
It's a nice long career.
Dude is as fiery as it gets. I love Francisco Cervelli. I liked Rod Barajas a lot. Nice.
I didn't know anyone had such strong opinions about Francisco Cervelli.
Love Francisco Cervelli.
Why don't you?
Yeah. Why don't you? Why don't you?
I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about Francisco Cervelli in my life,
bro. He's the definition of like gamer, squeezing everything you can from what you have. That's Frankie Cervelli. Kind of always pushed back and back and back. He just keeps grinding. Really, really. I don't know what kind of coach he is, but I really enjoyed him as a player.
Well, you know, they lose Skip Schumacher from that dugout, who brings some intensity, some
heat,
fire,
and
some playing experience.
You doubled it.
You replaced it a little bit here with Francisco Cervelli.
You really did. You doubled it. Skip is a fiery guy. He makes Skip look like you. All right? This dude has got the heat. I love Cervelli. I'm so excited. I'm more excited about this than any move we've made in the offseason. This is fantastic.
All right. If you want to call in now, we're going to give away one more pair of Padres tickets for the 2022 opening series against the Giants. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973 with a chance to win. Remember, you can give the gift of Padres tickets this holiday season during the Padres holiday ticket sale. It's happening right now, but it ends tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I don't know when they'll start selling them again, but it won't be until after the holidays. So if you want to get a jump, you want to be able to put tickets in your stockings, this is the chance to do it. Go to Padres.com/holiday for details, but do not wait. It ends tomorrow. Go to Padres.com/holiday for details
make
on those single,
happen,
single game ticket sales.
Throw them in the stocking.
No one's going to be unhappy about that gift.
No.
Fernando Tatis Jr. could be playing by himself, and that's still a great gift. So call in now. Chance to win, 833-288-0973. Tiger Woods back in the news and making some statements about his future next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.